Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, boy, I've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number three. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but I've got D.D. Loguson will be with me from Save the Persecuted Christians. Rick Manning is with us today. T. Rose is with us from Newsbusters and Free Speech America, and I've been banned again on Twitter for posting the video that Mark Zuckerberg is caught telling his executive staff, beware the vaccine. And so Twitter has decided that I needed to be banned for posting Zuckerberg's video. You can't even make this nonsense up. At any rate, so that's my second ban on Twitter over this particular kind of issue in the last, well, since they brought me back a week ago. Let's see, what else? I've got John Lott Jr. will be with us today as well. I've got Michael Austin from Project 21 Black Leadership will be with us today as well. And I feel like I'm forgetting someone. Oh, and kind of a unique and cool thing, I've got an alternative Christian band, Tiff and Fern, are going to be on with us at the bottom of this hour. Never had them before. Just kind of a change of pace. So that'll be kind of fun. All right. Well, as you can see, my good friend in the screen, and those of you that are listening will hear him here in just a minute. I want to welcome to the program. He is my constitutional originalist attorney. He is the author of Constitutional Soundbites. Encourage you to pick up Constitutional Soundbites. And he is also a former candidate for Attorney General in the Republican Party in the Republican primary for the state of Illinois, Mr. David Shostokas. Hey, David, welcome.
Thank you, Greg. Good morning. It's great to see you. I'm sorry. I know before we got on, you mentioned you didn't have your coffee. I've got coffee, so I'm good here myself. And George, we have our coffee together. And Ben. Ben's over here. We got George, Ben, coffee. We're all good and ready to go.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm hoping that my coffee is going to walk in here in just any minute now. It's going to make its way here into the studio. Well, you were talking a little bit about some election stuff. I don't know. Maybe what we'll do is we'll hold that for our second segment, and we'll give our longest segment's attention to something that we've touched on a couple of times, but last week I think we said, you know, it really deserves some very full attention. And we just had an incident in Indiana where a good guy with a gun, a 22-year-old young man, within seconds of firing starting, but as one of the witnesses shared, those are very, very long seconds. And, but he stepped up with his, concealed carry and constitutional carry and legally put down an individual that potentially might have committed a very large number of murders in a mall. And, Charlie Kirk said something interesting in his commentary about it. He was reading out of the local Fox affiliates, article that they had written, and they wrote that he was violating the man who took down the shooter was violating the mall's rules by carrying his weapon. As if to imply that the guy who took out the man who was going to kill who knows how many people was somehow, he was really the batter of the two.
Yeah, this was really problematic in a couple of ways. Of course, the original shooter had already in fact killed three people. So he didn't get away. You know, I mean, his dastardly activity certainly was off to a terrible, terrible start for him when the 22-year-old citizen ultimately did take him out. But yes, within the mall, there was a mall policy of denoting the mall itself as a gun-free zone. And of course, you wouldn't know this because you're banned on Twitter now. But across Twitter, everybody was taking the 22-year-old hero to task for violating the mall's policy of having a gun with him in that circumstance, as opposed to congratulating him for in fact protecting and saving further lives from having been lost.
Well, that's not any surprise at all, because the Democratic progressives are all about lawlessness. They're all about protecting the criminal, and they're all about killing babies, which we'll talk about a little bit later in the program. But I find it rich, I guess, that you have a black woman, Cori Bush, who is out there making a big scene about we need to kill babies, when in fact, Cori Bush, you should note that black genocide kills 61% of all African American deaths in America occur in the womb. 61% of all black American deaths occur in the womb, and you fund it, you pay for it, you're a murderess, and you like to kill babies, you sick witch.
Yeah, and that's certainly inconsistent with saving the lives of actual living, breathing people. You know, so these ideas are certainly inconsistent with one another. I don't understand how they come about, but they are what they are.
All right, so talk to me about how attorney generals, because we're going to run it out of time, and we always do this, but which is good. We have great conversations, but talk to me about how you're in your vision of what you see and what you know to be a fact, how attorney generals can deter and put a stop to a lot of this violence that we're seeing.
Well, of course, a lot of these things are, you know, jurisdictional. There's counties. Of course, most law enforcement takes place at the county level. Okay. Counties are the people that have the district attorneys or the state's attorneys or the local prosecutors, and they have the local sheriffs and the law enforcement. But a lot of things, in fact, cross county lines. When Kim Fox turned somebody loose that should have in Chicago and Cook County, the infamous Jussie Smollett non-prosecutor, and those people cross into another county, DuPage County. They are now spreading their violence beyond the places where the prosecutions do not take place. attorneys general have, in fact, the authority to prosecute matters that go across county lines, even within counties. And to the extent that the attorneys general do not do that, that exacerbates the problem. Thank goodness we have folks like Mr. Paxton in Texas and Mr. Mieres in Virginia now that are stepping up and prosecuting cases when the local prosecutors do not. People are getting fed up with all that, as you can see by the recall of the San Francisco prosecutor, if you will. And so hopefully when the attorneys general step in and start doing their job, they will see to it, they will do a lot to protect the citizens of the state. People don't understand that attorneys general can do that. Many attorneys general that, you know, try and make headlines by doing things like seeing to it that people don't get burned by toasters or collecting money from cigarette companies and things like that, as opposed to, in fact, protecting the citizens and utilizing their prosecutorial authority in criminal activities to offset these George Soros prosecutors.
To enforce the laws. Well, David Lowery, who you and I are going to be having some conversations with about things we want to do, in Chicago to curb the violence there. But, you know, David and I were talking about, you know, the Parkland Heights situation, right? I mean, there's a perfect example too, just of spillover, because if the attorney general and the DA in the Chicago area was doing their job and clamping down and sending a message that there's going to be law and order and we're going to begin to work on stopping the violence that's taking place there, then you don't have the spill out and spill over into other communities. Am I on track with you?
All the legal tools are in place to take care of these criminal activities or this growth in crime that we see. All the legal tools exist. It's the will to apply them and to just simply, you know, while during the course of my campaign, when people would ask about government overreach or they'd ask about crime or they'd ask about this, the answer was very simple most of the time. It was just three words: enforce the law. All the laws and the legal tools exist. It's the political will to apply them. And so we're looking forward to doing some other things. I would mention that there's some political movement afoot. We're going to be having libertarians as a statewide candidates here in Illinois. They filed petitions a week ago Monday, and this Monday was the last opportunity to object to those petitions. And so there's going to be third alternatives now, across the state of Illinois. And because, and that's going to do much to bring to the forefront some of these issues and broaden the debate so the debate's not just between the uniparty, if you will, where they're pretending to debate each other.
Absolutely.
We're very excited about that now, what's come to fruition here. I just returned from Freedom Fest, and Freedom Fest in Vegas was dominated by libertarian thought. And so we're excited about that development here in Illinois.
Now, let's touch on that when we get back. I appreciate the libertarian worldview. My only issue that I've ever really had with libertarianism is when they don't bring God into the picture. Because without God as that foundation, without that virtue, and there's no other place to find virtue except through a biblical worldview. Without virtue, we can't really have freedom. Back after this.
I'm Chef, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guest is David Shostokas. You can find him at Shostokas.com. Shostokas.com. He is our constitutional originalist attorney. And Constitutional Soundbites, great book. Really encourage you to pick that up. He also has a book on the Declaration of Independence. Go ahead, tell us about that real quick, David.
Yeah, well, Constitutional Soundbites, 150 questions and answers about the Constitution. Nobody wants to read the Federalist Papers, but they can take a minute and a half or 2 minutes and pick up a piece of knowledge. And regarding the creating the Declaration of Independence, we follow Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Richard Henry Lee in the month before the Declaration is issued. And we learn some important things, like they actually knew some people who had their heads cut off by the British soldiers. And so when they said our lives, our fortunes, and their sacred honor, they understood that that was in reality what they were doing. They were putting their lives literally on the line in their heads on the chopping block.
Well, and going back very briefly, and again, and this is not to disparage anybody in the libertarian movement at all, but my only issue at times with libertarianism is not bringing the God piece in, and this is where the embrace of John Locke versus, I believe that our founders had some issues with Locke, because in the John Locke concept, you had either man gives you your liberties or God gives you your liberties. Our founders, I believe, felt that it was a step further than that. It wasn't just God giving them to you. It was God literally creating them in you when you were formed. So therefore, life, liberty, and that desire to pursue that abundant life that he purchased for us is something that is innate. And that's why you could pledge your life for it, your sacred honor, because literally what you were saying is, Mr. King, you're trying to own my soul, and my soul's not for sale.
Well, and that's a depth of analysis that goes beyond what the current circumstances are. And I would suggest that the policy matters that the libertarians are now embracing are consistent 95% with the policy matters that grow out of the philosophy that you speak of. And of course, there's the reference in the Declaration of Independence to the laws of nature and of nature's God. Amen. And how those things come together.
Yes,
and
sir.
How you can come to the same place with a little bit different approach, but you wind up in the same place in terms of unalienable rights.
And certainly, even as Jesus said, you know, when the disciples said, well, they're not with us. And he said, yeah, but they're professing me. So, you know, we, you know, and libertarians do profess for liberty. And so I support that and embrace that and appreciate that. And I appreciate the challenge too, as you mentioned, the uniparty, right?
Yes.
You know, we have a major, major issue right now with a lack of differentiation to the point that Congress just passed a bill to try to put homosexual sodomite marriage, to codify it into law.
Yeah, which of course is completely contrary to the whole Dobbs opinion that says that issue belongs to the states,
yep,
that the federal government has no say so in that issue whatsoever.
Yep.
And as I was reading it, it was clearly a political statement made by the Congress, including 47 Republicans.
That's
that went
my point. Yep, that's my point.
So, but the fact is if somebody had been following the Constitution, somebody should have gotten up and said, I am going to vote no on this simply because it's not the business of the federal government to define this issue.
Yeah.
It's reserved to the states pursuant to the 10th Amendment. It's never been given to the Congress. It's none of our business. Shut up and go home, and then let's come back and do something that's within Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, as opposed to dabbling in things that are supposedly sending political messages. It just is a horrible lesson in government that they should even be involved in that whatsoever. And so that's that story. But I want to touch briefly on something that I would like your audience to follow.
Yep.
And
got about a minute. Go ahead.
That's a lawsuit pending in Nevada that's challenging the outcome of the governor primary that they had on June the 14th. And it's challenging the outcome of the governor primary based on a combination of mathematics and geometry. When you get through and you determine the appropriate portions of the early vote and the mail-in vote and the day of election vote, election day voting, there should be a particular kind of outcome in a particular precinct. But strangely enough, one precinct should in fact differ from another. And the precincts across Clark County, Nevada, all had the same kind of algorithmic outcome, and that's not mathematically impossible.
By the way, before we get out of this, I just want to say my coffee has been delivered. I'm working on my first cup, and grateful for that. David, grateful for you. Thanks so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. I'll be back. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. Tiff and Fern, alternative Christian music group, will be with me on the other side. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Okay. Hey, folks, welcome aboard. Thanks so much for being here. Hour number one. Yeah, hour number one, guest number two. I'll tell you. I'm really excited. This is so cool. Because, you know, now I'm doing the morning show. So I'm the biblical conservative worldview morning show in America. And I'm the only guy that's out there really talking about the biblical worldview on our issues. And so, but it's the morning show. So it's, you know, 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. on the West Coast and 8 to 11 on the East Coast and everything in between. So it's kind of fun to do something a little bit different, and we're doing something a little different. And I'm really cool. Yeah, I'm excited. So I've got, Tiff and Fern. It's Tiff and Fern, correct?
It's Fern and Tiff.
Fern and Tiff. Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
But,
see,
I
okay.
Mean, you know.
No. I love it. Oh, guys. See, and I need to get you one of these.
Yeah.
We'll
trade you.
Yeah. There we go. We'll do a coffee cup exchange.
I
so.
Like it.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. So now, where do we find you? Are you at home today, right? You're not at home today. Okay. But you've been on the road. I know you've been doing some traveling and some concerts and things like that. So tell me about where's home.
Home is in Beaufort, North Carolina. We're both basically from here, but we were born in different places, but we've been in Eastern North Carolina basically our whole life.
Yeah.
I grew up in the western part of the state, North Wilkesboro. And then we moved here in 2002, I think, and this has become home and we love it here.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, you guys, your music, your whole vibe is about, you know, God and family and that feel. Talk to me a little bit about your musical journey. Talk to me a little bit about what got you guys inspired to pursue music. My son is a musician and my daughter-in-law, they love music. My dad was a drummer actually in the 60s.
Oh, cool.
In the clubs in San Francisco of
That's
all places.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I feel like I've always known that I wanted to sing. I just didn't have the courage to do it until I got a little older, but I've basically been singing since I was 2. I used to get in front of my church with the keyboard and like make up songs. Like I still remember one, Jesus is the rock and he saves our soul, something like that. I don't remember it completely, but
cool.
So since I was little, but then, I was a paralegal for a little bit and, I went and recorded in Nashville and that kind of changed my whole dynamic of my life. I just knew that I wanted to pursue this. So I quit my day job and I never looked back. Cheers.
Okay. That's awesome. That's awesome. And Fern, how about you?
You know, all my life I've loved music, especially as far back as I remember being a teenager. You know, everybody's having a hard time when they're a teenager.
Sure.
And music really, really helped me through a lot of things that I was going through. As an adult, similar to Tiffany, I was working through, you know, it was just a lot of hours at work and I didn't really see another option that was just what I was going to do for the rest of my life was just work. And one of my bosses actually gave me a guitar one day and said, hey, cause I was writing like poetry and stuff, but I couldn't really sing. Not good enough for people to like it.
Okay.
And so I started practicing and I got the courage to, you know, write one song and play it all the way through. And I went to an open mic that Miss Tiffany here was hosting.
Nice.
And that's how we met. And I only had one song I could play, but everybody seemed to, you know, just enjoy me. And it was, the rest is history. You know, from there on, I met Doug and all of our family. You know,
ask him how many songs he has now.
A lot of songs. Talk to me about what drew you to the style of music. And I know it's, you guys are advertised as alternative Christian music. Describe for me and our audience kind of what does that mean and how did you arrive at that kind of time? And I know I hate labels. I'm sure you guys do, right? It's like, come on, seriously, but okay, you know, if you want to try to figure us out, I guess we got to kind of put something out there and then we'll work backwards from there till you get to know us and then you can figure out what you want to call it.
Exactly. We basically made up our own genre.
Alternative Christian pop.
I don't really, we're a little bit of everything, but mostly we both really come from rock, and I grew up listening to rock, Christian rock. I don't know if you know Decipher Down, stuff like that, Jars of Clay, DC Talk, Flyleaf. So
all those guys, absolutely. Randy Stonehill, Larry Norman.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to go to Randy Stonehill concerts when I was a kid. Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm like, good. I'm old. Yeah.
So I don't know. Oh, stop it. Age is numbers. As young as you feel.
part of it was, you know, from an artistic perspective, we just started writing together. And it seemed like there was an ongoing theme of whatever we're writing, because not all of the words are, hey, we love you, God. A lot of them are just good messages, you know,
life.
We want to just help people. That was the underlying theme. And so now that we have an opportunity to do that, that seems to where our music has gravitated towards just on its own.
Yeah.
So we decided to go in that direction.
Well, I mean, you know, when you look at some of, you know, the Jeremy Camp, even Mercy Me, I mean, yes, it's about God, but it's really about the experience of what is that like? What is the life journey that kind of takes you to that place? Right. And how do we, you know, with our human condition being what it is, you know, because God's not out up there looking down. He's right here.
Right.
He's right here. And so he's right in the middle of our mix. You know, Jesus was right in the middle of the mix of everybody's life as he walked out his ministry.
Right.
I was going to point out, and I agree with everything you're saying, and I love that. I tell people that all the time. Like, he's in our hearts. He's here. My daughter, she loves Jesus, and she's always like talking about how Jesus is in her heart, and it just makes me so happy. But long story short, I was going to mention that I actually started out trying to do country music.
Okay.
And I went that route. And you know how sometimes you try to make your own plan? That's what I was doing. And God was like, no, little lady.
Yeah. Right. The plans of man, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So that didn't get me very far. I eventually learned to trust God and understand that I'm supposed to be doing something for him. And that's what my music is for, is to be helping people, to help people that have gone through situations. Like, we both come from different backgrounds and both have been through some hardships, not as crazy as some people, but everybody goes through things. Our journey. Exactly. Yeah. We want to help those people that, you know, we can relate to, and just help them know that there's hope and that God's with them and that they are going to be okay, even if they're not right now, like, basically. Yeah.
Talk to me about what it is when you guys are, you know, because inspiration comes, the songs come. You mentioned Fern, you know, you started out kind of as the one hit wonder, and then it kind of grew to. but as you sit down now and come together to write things together, what hits you? Is it a current event? Is it an interaction with someone that you're in relationship with? I'm sure it's probably a combination of a multitude of things, but talk to me about kind of the process, if you will. We got about 2.5 minutes before we go into the break, and then we'll hit some other things on the other side.
Sure. Yeah. All of the above, but it really comes down to emotions. It's a lot of writers or anybody, poetry, songs, they'll tell you it's really easy to write about hard things because you have strong emotions in those times. You know, when things are really hard, it's really easy to feel it. It's really hard. Yeah. Sometimes we forget when things are happy that they're happy because we're so busy being happy. whenever there's just strong emotions, a lot of times words generally just come out. Whether it be her with the words or me with the words or with the melody or whatever it may be, once we have those first few words and that first little bit of emotion, the rest kind of falls into place.
What's your favorite thing to minister about at your concerts? Where's that road where you feel like, okay, I'm in it. And you know what I mean?
Believe it or not, a lot of the places we've played up to this point have been, you know, starting out a lot of bars, breweries, okay, clubs, things like that. Uh-huh. And a pastor once told us a long time ago, we're uniquely equipped to reach people that a lot of times wouldn't be reached at a church or something like that. So a lot of the words that we sing, a lot of our songs, I jokingly call them sneaky Christian, because they're worded in a way where the message can be taken as though it could be about, you know, a wife or a husband or a kid or, you know, your best friend. But if you take a second to listen to it, you can see that it's faith-based. But
something to say when you're done.
Sure. But it, we really try to just, in my head, I always pray, let me reach one person. Just let me reach somebody. Whatever the words that are, I feel like God's going to, sometimes we sing random songs, but you know, hopefully we're reaching somebody every time we sing.
So for example, we had a guy come up
Hold that thought, because we're going to go into this break. Hold that thought. When we come back, some testimonies because look, your gifts, your talents, you have a unique ability to touch people. We all do. And the encouragement here is that you would use your gifts and your talents to affect the world for Christ. We'll be back with more right after this.
Amen.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village, with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the pitch. Gosh. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton, with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Here we go. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guests are Fern and Tiff. Real quick, tell folks where they can find you and pick up your music.
It's fernandtiff.com. That's our website, and we are also on social media. We have Instagram, Facebook. Everything is Fern and Tiff. And we are about to launch our fall tour. We're still in the studio, recording our songs, finishing our songs, for the fall tour. So right now we don't really have a lot of dates, but we're about to launch those dates. And that's where they can keep up with stuff, fernandtiff.com.
So there's the website. The new single out is I Know, which I need to hear that. I haven't heard it yet. I didn't get that. I didn't get a copy of that. I don't know if you guys can pull that up here. We've got about 5 minutes before we go off, but I don't know if you can give us a sampling of that.
Do you want us to play it for you real quick?
Oh my gosh. Can you do that? Serious?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
We don't have a few guitars. we could grab.
Oh, that's cool. All right.
I'll sing to you.
No, I love it. Oh my gosh. This is great. Absolutely. 100%. So you were starting to tell me while Fern's getting the instrument together there, you were starting to talk about a particular individual and a testimony of, you know, reaching someone at a concert. Go ahead and tell us that story if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. So I run an open mic every Monday. It's at Crew Bar. It's also a coffee shop. But we were playing one night and someone came up to us and was like, I really want to know about this Jesus you guys keep talking about. And he's like, he just sounds cool. And we were like, yeah, he's awesome. And like, next thing we know, we saw him at church because we were going to this church. It was actually a church at a brewery. I know it sounds crazy, but we love the idea of reaching the unreached.
Sure.
And so he ended up going to that church and it was just really cool to see that reciprocated and doing exactly what we want to be doing. I just wanted to share that with you.
No, that's awesome. Thank you. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so that's cool. All right. Oh, here we go. Are you ready?
I'm going to stand behind her.
Okay. Here we go.
Let me know if you can hear this guitar. Okay.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Okay.
Ready? All right. Here we go.
I don't have the strength to go on. Without you, I am not strong. I will try to hide. I'm lost without you by my side. Without you, it's always wrong. It's all okay. Don't ever be afraid. I'm trying hard to let this go. 'Cause I know I'm safe in your arms. Through this fear I'm finally calm. With you I am strong. I can't pretend. I still need time to make amends. But with you I can't go wrong. See, it's all okay. Don't ever be afraid. I'm trying hard to let this go. 'Cause I know you're always there. With you I can do this. You say you'll never leave me, and every day you prove it. You're always there. With you I can do this. You say you'll never leave me, and every day to prove it. Say it's all okay. Don't ever be afraid. I'm trying hard to let this go. 'Cause I know, I know. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, that was just such an incredible blessing. Thank you.
So welcome. That's actually a prayer that developed in the pandemic, and kind of people were going through a lot then. So we wanted to try to put something out there to, you know, comfort people.
Yeah. Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Hopefully one day if we're trying to get as far as we can in our travels. Maybe we can make it down there one day. We'd love to do that.
That would be so cool. We'd absolutely love to have y'all come down. I'll have to talk to the pastors in the area down here and see if I can't, work something out. Maybe you can come down and do a little concert for us or what have you. That would be really neat.
That'd be awesome. Eden, Gordon, I think you,
are from. Of course. Absolutely.
She's doing all that wonderful work right now.
I will connect with Eden. She's lovely, and, we've been close for a long time. So I will connect with Eden. She's awesome. And we'll see. Maybe we can get you down here into the San Antonio, Texas area. That would be very, very, very cool. Yeah, that'd be very cool. All right. Well, hey, we got to take a break. Thank you. Fern and Tiff is the website, fernandtiff.com. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this break.
These are domestic terrorists.
The six was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
He's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out with
me. I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting. And now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself. Total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up. Put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.